message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
On victory over financial pressure. I'd like to quickly do a brief rundown of what we have taught in the last 3 weeks. We looked at factors that pushes men into financial pressure. We said in the course of the teaching that one of the major problems of the human race presently is financial problem. And more often than not, this is as a direct result of some avoidable things. And so far, we have looked at 13 of them. We'll quickly look at them quickly tonight. Number one factor that brings financial pressure is impulsive buying or extravagant lifestyle. Just wasting money. I remember during this teaching, the first class, I talked about the prodigal son who just wasted money. And all of a sudden began to look for pig food to eat. He was wasteful, so his destiny was almost wasted. When a man or woman wastes money, wastes resources, there is no way they will not face financial pressure. In my place, there's one proverb they normally say, which I don't, to me, I it never happened in my own case. And I know it will never happen in your own case. They said, or they normally say, that the first money that a youth makes, he will use it to eat beans cake. The first money a youth makes, that he will just squander it. Any money a youth first makes, he will be using it for nonsense. That will never be your case. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Number two reason for financial pressure is unreasonable assumption. Sorry, lack of planning. Number two, lack of planning. When there is no plan, things don't work out. When there is no plan, there is no success. He that has failed to plan has planned to fail. Number three reason for financial pressure is unreasonable assumptions. Planning on other people's money. Planning to get married and believing that somebody somewhere is the person that will bankroll the wedding. Getting ready for school and there's nobody to send you money, but you are so sure that somebody somewhere, once you press the person like ATM, the person will draw out money instead of going to work during the holidays. Unreasonable assumptions. Number four reason for financial pressure is disobedience. Not being involved in covenant practice. You have heard so much about covenant practice, but you say, no, I'm wiser than God. Nonsense. What kind of covenant practice is that? I don't have time for that, man. I'm a wise guy. The Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. And there's somebody here today, you will eat the good of the land in Jesus' name. Number five reason for financial pressure is self-deceit. Self-deceit. Living a deceptive life. Just thinking that you are the son of Dangote. Just thinking that you can do and undo. Self-deceit. Number six reason for financial pressure is love money. When somebody loves money more than his life. Loves money so much. Those that love money don't get money. Money is like a bird. Once you have seen it, it'll be running away. But when you love God, he gives you money. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. When a man loves money, he is constantly under financial pressure. Number seven, major reason for financial pressure is laziness and slothfulness. Refusal to work. Somebody who's best, say, what is your hobby? Sleeping. What is your hobby? Visiting ShopRite. When a person is lazy, life will be hazy. Life will be difficult. Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not before ordinary men. Number eight reason for financial pressure is irresponsible living. Living an irresponsible life. Not caring for your wife. Not caring for your children. Refusal to drop soup money at home and bring you into financial pressure. Refusal. Wearing the best clothes whereas your wife is smelling. Her underwear is torn. Maybe the person that is on the console is an irresponsible person. That's why the person was not happy when I was talking about irresponsibility. Is it true or not? Okay, maybe it was a mistake. Sorry. Praise the Lord. The Lord give our people grace to be responsible in Jesus' name. And I hear your amen. Something you have been doing over time. Something, a work you have been doing over time. Something you have been doing over the time. Hallelujah. Irresponsibility always brings somebody into financial pressure. Living an irresponsible life, squandering money, collect salary, spend everything on pepper soup, Amstel Malta, going out for parties, changing money to mints and doing it like this. Whereas at the end of the month, nothing is left. Irresponsible living makes a human being to enter into financial pressure. Number 9 major reason for financial pressure is seeking cheap and fast means to break through. Seeking cheap ways to break through. Yahoo plus betting. All kind and all manner of things are available now. One of my friends was telling me last week, one of the biggest buildings on Taiwo Road, owned by him, has just been let. He just let it to Baba Jebu. He just let the big office to Baba Jebu. And they paid it in millions. And I heard they've started having branches everywhere in the Ilorin. Some of you here have known Baba Jebu before. Seeking easy way, fast way to breakthrough. It's one of the things that places man under pressure. When you see those that normally bet, they are not stable at work. They are not emotional. I don't find it difficult to know them because they are always very jittery. Very jittery and very fast up to the internet. Yet, ever losing, never thinking. Ever losing, never thinking. Number 10, factor that brings about financial pressure is ignoring godly counsel and correction. When you hate correction, you have signed in for financial pressure. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. When you see a person who hates being corrected, does not like correction. When you correct the person just walks out or is angry at you. Say, how dare you correct me? Such people fall into traps. May you never fall into a trap. I say, may you never fall into a trap. I say, may you never fall into a trap. Godly counsel. Godly counsel. Those that ignore it always suffer financial pressure. Number 11 is ungodly comparison. Bible says, he that compares himself to another. He said, if you compare yourself to another person, you are like a fool. Because you were not born on the same day with that person. Hello? You were not born on the same day. He that compares himself with another, Bible says, he's not wise. You are not a wise person. You can't compare yourself with your roommates. You can't compare yourself with your friends. You are not married to the same man. Your husbands are not earning the same income. How can you be comparing yourself with them? How do you want to wear exactly what they are wearing? Are you doing the same work? Ungodly comparisons brings financial pressure. A friend just bought a gold necklace of 500,000, half a million. I want to buy it too. My friend's phone is the latest phone in town. It costs 180,000, yet your salary is just 20,000. Want to buy a phone of 180,000? What a foolish life. Ungodly comparison. Number 12, factor that brings financial pressure is self-importance and pride. When a person is proud, he enters financial pressure. When you are proud, those that will help you won't want to help you. When a person is proud, number one, God will not help the person. God himself will not help a proud person. God assists people, but he resists the proud. God helps people, but he resists. He will press down a proud person. If he wants to make money, he cut off the business. Because he knows that he will be very, very proud. A pride never be seen in your life in Jesus' name. Number 13, where we stopped last week. Is wrong focus and priority. Focusing on the wrong things. As a student, there's a focus at that time. As a married person, there's a focus at that time. When you are starting a new business, you should have a focus. When you are doing something, you should have a focus. You can't just be doing just anything that comes. You can't just be focusing your money on any business that comes. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. How many of us were blessed in the last 3 weeks? If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. Today we'll be looking at many more causes of financial pressure. But before we go into that, I want you to know that God wants Christians to be the richest in the entire world. Isaiah 61 verse 6. Isaiah 61 verse 6. God's intention is that Christians are the richest, and ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. God's intention is that a child of God should be prosperous. Everybody should be staring at your blessings. Everybody should be wondering, how come God is blessing this man like this? How come God is blessing this woman like this? In Psalm 34 verse 10, Bible says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But those that seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. So when you are a man or woman that is a child of God, you are not permitted to lack anything good. And I speak to somebody here tonight, you will not lack anything good. you will not lack anything good. In Psalms 37 verse 19, it said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. When everybody is shouting, economic problem, economic downturn, you will be satisfied. I say you will be satisfied. In your career, in your business, you will be satisfied. Let me hear your thunderous amen. Having said this, we want to go into more reasons that place people into financial pressure. We want to gain more lessons to see tangible things that causes people to be in financial mess and financial problems. Number 14, we're looking at tonight is wrong words. Wrong words. I'd like to read quickly James chapter 3, verse 6 to 13. James chapter 3, from verse 6 to 13. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and set it on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things the sea is tamed, and had been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear only berries, neither a vine figs? So can no fountain but yield salt water and flesh. I think we better stop in this verse 13. Who is a wise man and who endureth, who endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Please stop there. You can read the rest of verse 17 because of time. Now, what are we talking about tonight? Your words affect your destiny. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Death and life are in the tongue. If you speak evil, there is no way your enemies will not experience evil. Once you don't speak right about your finance, it can't be right. In Isaiah 54:17, it said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. It said, every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So your mouth carries power. Somebody say, my mouth carries power. My tongue carries power. Your tongue is not just there. When you say it, you will see it. When you claim it, you will receive it. So anytime you don't want to see something, don't bother to say it. Anytime you don't want to see something, don't say it. Because if you say it, it will happen. Your tongue carries power. Your mouth is not just for eating and drinking, but a weapon to secure your destiny. The words of your mouth is a seed. According to Luke 8 verse 11, your words is a seed, and it must bring forth according to its kind. It must bring forth according to its kind. A seed is the word of God. Do you know that everything we can see was created from the word? Everything we can see from Genesis chapter 1. Everything, the whole earth was without form and void. And God saw everything and began to talk. Began to say something. He began to speak. Let there be light. And there was light. He began the forming and the creation of everything through words. Your business is formed through words. Your promotion is formed through words. Everything about your life comes through your words. So you must constantly invest good words into your business. Don't join them to say Nigeria is tough. Nigeria is bad. Honestly, no business can prosper in this nation except the person is stealing. Don't say it. Don't join them to say that except you are into bribery, there's no way you can prosper in Nigeria. Don't join them to say it. Because don't join them to say all of us, the poor Nigerians. You are not part of them. You are not part of the poor Nigerians. Hello? You are not part of the poor Nigerians. It might look like you are poor, but you are not poor. So say what you want to see. Many have destroyed their businesses through words. Many have destroyed their pocket through words. Some have even said, and this money can get lost too. And the money got lost. And this business can fold up. Oh, and it folded up. And they can sack me. Oh, and they sack them. Because your word carry power. Angels pick your words here. Take it up to heaven and bring back the result to you. They are on assignment. What you say, they pick it. They go up with what you have said and return back with it. While my wife and I were cutting, I told her that I wanted us to have four children. So she said, that one is too much. Oh, it's not easy. Oh, four children. So eventually, I think we agreed on that. But later on in life, after the first three, she said, I think we are okay here. I didn't agree fully, but I just said, okay, since God has blessed us with male and female. But you know, the fourth one still came, unexpected. What you say is what you are going to see. Exactly what you are saying. That's why you can't just alter just anything about your result, about your school, about your finance. Women that speak against their husband's finances, they don't prosper. Their husband don't prosper. They don't prosper. So when you say something bad, be ready to receive the seed, the harvest. I'm there for somebody here today. All the days of your life, God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus. And it will touch your tongue to speak the right things in Jesus' name. Number 15. Causes of financial pressure is spiritual immaturity. Spiritual immaturity. When a person is spiritually immature, he cannot escape financial pressure. This is because a good father will not want anything to destroy his child. God will not, no matter how my children, how much I love them now, I can't buy them an helicopter because they are too young to fly it. I can't even buy them a car now because they are too young to drive. No matter how much God loves you, he can't give you good money if you are not spiritually mature. The reason is that money has killed many than any other thing in the world. When somebody that is spiritually immature buys a car, he goes on a race. A car can kill him. When somebody that is immature wins a contract of just 5 million, he will not sleep at home. He will not sleep at home for 5 nights. He will be in a beer parlor with a girl. He will be in an hotel. They will be massaging his back. Say one on my left. Say black one on my left, yellow one on my right. I just want a contract. Oh yeah. When somebody that is immature gets money, the first thing that comes to his mind is carnal things. I will show them. I will show them in my streets that I have arrived. He goes to TI car, begins to throw parties, exposes himself to the wicked, brings into his house those that love him and those that hate him. Spiritual immaturity is one of the major reasons why many are very poor in the house of God. Okay, can you imagine? Somebody is searching for a job. You don't have a job yet. And service is 5:30 p.m. and you come in at 6 p.m. You don't have a job. You are still praying. Pastor, please sir, pray for me. Oh God, pray for me. I heard you pray very well. Please, I need your prayer. I need a job. And you are coming to church 6 p.m. When you get a job, 1 month you are not even in church at all. Many eventually use God's blessings against him. When you were trusting God to get married, now your man is like, why didn't you come to church? You say, it's my husband. Oh, it's my husband. Before I go to the market, he likes different kinds of soup. Ogbono soup, efo soup, isiewu soup, pepper soup, all kinds of, draw soup, all sorts of soup. He will now be choosing different. So I have to be going to different markets. Ibata today, Rubaro tomorrow. That's why I'm not coming to church. You say, it's my son, it's my child, it's the children that God gave me. That's why I'm not coming to church. Before we go and pick them, before we come back, before we do assignment, before we do this. You know what? You only have time for what is a priority to you. You create time for anything that is important to you. Anything that is not important to you, you don't create time for it. That's the way life is. For example, I'm not so much of a fan. I watch football once a while, but I'm not so much of a fan of football. So no match in this world they can be playing that will deny me from being in God's presence. Your spiritual maturity and the intensity of your spirituality makes resources to flow. It makes God to bless you massively. When God sees that little excuses, you know what excuses is in Yoruba? Eh? Excuses. He's searching for it. He's searching. What excuse do I even give now? What excuse do I give now? God doesn't. He doesn't tolerate any excuse. Can you imagine if God gives excuse for not giving you breath for just 1 hour? Then, sorry, I was having constipation. My stomach was running, so I forgot to give you breath for 1 hour. What would have happened? If God says, actually, I was very, very busy. I was on the internet searching for the latest data on something that just happened. So I couldn't have time to make sure that it was morning when it was meant to be morning. Everywhere was just dark throughout. On the day you become spiritually mature, I know spiritual maturity is a continuous thing. There's no end to it. On the day you begin to get to spiritual maturity, you have signed up for wealth and blessings. Can I shock you? If I have 1 trillion naira in my account now, it doesn't change my service. 1 trillion in my account now, in dollars. It has no value.
No value.
Your spiritual. There is no human being in this world. I, as a person, I can never spend time with like God. Impossible. No human being in this world. But when your heart is panting after God, there is no way we not bless you. As a student, as an undergraduate, Monday to Sunday, minimum of 5 times a week in church. Minimum. That is the minimum. Including daily vigils. And vigils sometimes amongst the other brethren on Fridays. Yet, cruising and passing with style. That's what people say, it's school. Okay, thank God for the admission. What about those that never got the admission? Your spiritual maturity makes God to bless you. If God is not sure that if he gives you money, the money will point you to heaven, he might never give you the money. If God is not sure that if resources is handled to you, your heart will be tuned to him, he might not give you the money. You might get the money, but not from God. It's not covenant wealth. I know it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. Proverbs 10:22. On the day your heart begins to pant after God, money notwithstanding, you have signed up for wealth. You have signed up for blessings. You have signed up for resources. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that your heart will be panting after God. No need. Your name will never enter follow-up list again in the name of Jesus. You know that some people, their name is permanently on follow-up list. Either Wednesday or Sunday. Their name must appear. They must call them. And even if they don't call them, they are very, very angry. Very angry. A old me. Imagine. 1 week now. 2 weeks, nobody called me. HOD is in trouble. I will never go to that cell again. You are just throwing your money inside gutter like that. Because God might not release the financial. But when God is sure, despite that big shop, despite that humongous business, multi-billion naira business, you will still serve him. If God is sure that despite the many certificates given to you, you will still serve him, he will bless you. He will bless you. You will almost say, enough. God, this is too much. Our father in the Lord, Bishop Oedeko, said he asked God one day, God, won't you even allow somebody to ask for something before you give the person? God said, there are some classes of people. There are some set of people. They don't need to ask before I give. But their heart is always panting after God. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will grow from that low spiritual level. 1 Peter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, and I grow thereby. You get to a level your spiritual life, they are not, you have already grown. And no more on the floor. You will grow thereby. Everybody will see spiritual growth in you. Everybody will see spiritual growth in you. You will not be on the floor again. Listen, if you spend 1 month and you don't grow spiritually, you're already backsliding. 1 month and you don't grow, there's no improvement in your spiritual life, you're already backsliding. Not to talk of 6 months, 1 year, there's no spiritual growth in you. Your heart is not panting after God like more than before. Something is wrong. That's why many's pockets are empty. Because God is not certain that he will not lose them once they have some little change in their pocket. Number 16, reason for financial pressure is stinginess. Stinginess. A stingy person will always be poor and will be in financial pressure. But a liberal person will always be prosperous. When a person becomes stingy, there is no way God can release blessing. Because that blessing can kill him. What is the use of money that doesn't affect people's lives? It's useless. What is the use of resources that nobody is thanking God that you are alive? So if your desire is to escape financial pressure, let your heart become a liberal heart. Let your soul become a liberal soul. Don't look for who to give to you. Look for who you want to give to. Don't be searching for who is going to be a blessing to you. You yourself, be a blessing to somebody. In Proverbs 11:24, 25, there's he that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there's he that withholdeth more than his meat, but he turneth to poverty. A liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also. So your watering will affect your flourishing. If you water people, yes. If you water people, the Bible says when you give to the poor, when you give people, you are lending unto God. By the time you return the money back to you, it will bless you massively. Don't be one of those people that go to churches and are searching for who is going to. There are some people I went to a church in VI. I used to think that it's only in Ilorin like this that there are some people that come to church for such. I went to a church in VI one day, and I wanted to talk to the pastor after the service, so we were just talking. And I was surprised. People lined up like this. I wanted to see him. And so he wanted to give me something. So I stood beside, and I was watching. One man came to him and spoke to him, Pastor, I want this, I want that. After that, man left. When I was leaving, the same man, he didn't recognize me, pursued me, told me the story, same story. He just told the pastor just now. In VI, I say, hey, these kind of people are also here. Don't look for who is going to be a blessing to you. You yourself search for who you are going to be a blessing to. And don't wait until you become old before you begin to give. If you wait until you become old until you begin to give, you can die a poor person. You can die a poor person. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Forgetting your tithe and your offering is an invitation to financial pressure. Stinginess in tithing, in offering, in giving is an invitation to poverty. It's an invitation to lack. Sometime ago, I remember somebody, one of our leaders here told us of akagom. And I was wondering that akagom. Akagom is a gum, a particular glue that glues. There are some people that money is like it's glued to their hands. It must not be released. And when money is difficult to release, it has become a god to you. When money is difficult to release, it has become a god. And God does not share his glory with any man. Liberal in your giving, especially to the work of God. Number 17, reason for financial pressure is giving place to the devil. Giving place to the devil. In Ephesians 4 verse 27, Ephesians 4 27, he said, neither give place to the devil. Don't give any place to the devil in your life, in your business. If anybody gives place to the devil, if you give devil an inch, he will go a mile. If you see devil in your business and you leave him there, he will eat up your business. If you see wicked people in your business and you leave them there, they will eat it up and close it. They've closed other businesses, so it's not a big deal. He said, neither give place to the devil. Now listen, if you are running an organization, one of the things you must know how to do is how to sack people. You must know how to sack people. Because when we say devil, 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 devil will not come down. Devil can, we send agents, somebody say agents. Agents to ruin that business, to ruin that organization. So you don't give them place. You don't give them a place. And if a person gives place to the devil, a person will face difficulties. That's why you must be spiritually on guard. You must not allow what we call spirit of poverty. There's a spirit called spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty is what makes a person to start a business in January and by March the business has closed down. That's spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty is what makes a person to be selling provisions and before you come back the following day, rat has eaten up more than half of your product. The spirit of poverty. Because nobody here will buy a biscuit that rat has been able to puncture in like 3, 4, 5. Anybody here, when you go to the supermarket, you see a biscuit that they've ate in like 3, 4, 5 places and you say, that's the one I want. That's like eating the leftover of the rats. That's the spirit of poverty. This spirit of poverty is so terrible that it introduces a higher spirit called the spirit of wretchedness. And all these spirits are demonic. They affect businesses. They affect careers. They affect destinies. If you don't want to be under pressure, when you notice that something is not going well, you brace up spiritually. You stand up spiritually. A jege person can't succeed. A loose person can't succeed. A person who doesn't like wahala, doesn't like battle. If you don't like battle, you can't succeed. If you don't like battles, you can never be a successful person. And devil is a fighter. You must also be a fighter. The Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 10, that the devil cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When you notice the hand of the wicked on your calling, on your business, you must become very fierce. Your eyes must be red like fire. Sleeping at 8 o'clock must not be part of the things in your dictionary. Waking up at 7 o'clock and still snoring and wishing to go back to bed again. When you are inside the midst of battle, devil wants to eat up your business. Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. If a person invests a business of 1 million and devil eats 500,000 first month, eats 100,000 second month, eats 100,000 next month. Okay, what is this? Before you know it, the money has finished. I know a man who was trusting God for a breakthrough and then one of his brothers gave him 1 million naira to do fishery business and he invested the money into fish. And then one day, he just took a bucket to just try to take a sample of the fish to see how they are growing very well. He did not know that the bucket was contaminated. So as he took the fish to check it, put the fish back inside the water, went inside to do other things. By the time he came out, within a twinkle of an eye, 1 million naira fish and business, all the fishes were dead and the pond was already smelling. That is what they call spirit of wretchedness and poverty. That is, the spirit took the man from where he is, which is 1 million naira investment upward, took him straight back to status quo, to 0 naira, 0 kobo. Went back to the same man that the 1 million is gone. He said, till forever, I can never give you 1 cent again. I pray for somebody here today. Every spirit that wants to make you wretched, every spirit that wants you to be poor in life, that spirit be arrested today in Jesus' name. That spirit be arrested today in Jesus' name. That is the spirit that makes somebody to walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. That's the spirit that makes somebody to be on a position in the place of work permanently, no promotion. Permanently, no promotion. That's the spirit that makes a person to be a tenant for uncountable ages. Years upon years. But I pray that from this particular minute, God is changing somebody's story here. I say God is changing somebody's story here. In the remaining days of this 2018, doors will open for you. And the devil that is in your life, troubling your business, troubling your work, troubling your career, shall be cast out in the name of Jesus. And from this moment, riches will locate you. Prosperity will locate you. Advancement will locate you. Favor will locate you. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow will locate you. Whatever it is you do for a living, prosperity shall be upon it. On your work, on your career, prosperity will be upon it. Anything you are doing for a living, it will prosper. Anything you are doing for a living, it will prosper. The works of your hands will prosper. The works of your hands will prosper. The business of your hands will prosper. The careers in your hands will prosper. Whatever it is you are leaving the house in the morning to go and do, I pray in the name of Jesus, it will be enough to feed you. It will be enough to feed you. Listen, you will lend unto nations. You will lend unto nations. You are still lending to neighbors. You will begin to lend unto nations. You will begin to lend unto nations. The God of surplus will supply your needs. The God of surplus will supply your needs. As from this minute, everything that was not working in your finances will begin to work. Those connected to you, associated with you, they will call you and give you good news. They will call you and give you good news. So shall it be. The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.